This podcast contains sexually explicit discussion, and if you're under 18, then it's time to switch off, as it's meant for your parents. And believe us, you really don't want to listen now.
Hi, I'm Mr. G.
I'm Mrs. G.
And we are...
The Sexless Swingers.
Episode 41, Mrs. G. Yes. It's been just over 3 weeks, I think,
since
we last recorded.
Been a bit of a while. We've had kids off, though, haven't we, and holidays and such.
Indeed. So, just quickly, what are you drinking? What are you wearing?
I'm actually in my pyjamas.
It's cold, isn't it?
It's freezing in the UK. Well, it is in the north of the UK. And I'm on a licorice tea. I'm detoxing again.
You had quite a lot to drink this weekend. Again.
I need to stop. So, yeah, I'm on licorice tea. What are you drinking, Mr. G?
We don't normally do that.
Yeah, but I can see you've got something in your cup and it's not your usual coffee.
Yeah, it's a Chinese tea.
Okay, would you like to elaborate any further?
Well, it might
what
actually
herb is
be
it?
A Korean ginseng tea.
Still on it.
Still. But then, you know, what happened last night? Do you remember? Was it last night? Two nights ago, I think.
Like if I actually tell the listeners what happened, then I'm just encouraging the use of this thing even more.
But we continue to get an awful lot of feedback about this.
Yeah.
And every time you sort of say, this is a load of bollocks.
Yeah.
And then you're actually the one who talked about the results.
Right.
So what happened last night or two nights ago, whenever it was?
We had some sex and you decided you wanted to come on me because that seems to be your most favourite pastime ever now.
It's birth control.
It's not bloody birth control. It's because...
Oh, by the way, just a public announcement. That's not a reliable form of birth control.
No, gosh, don't you? It's because you want to see your bounty.
I love coming on your tits as well.
So you came on me, at which point it was quite a bit, quite a sizeable amount. And then I was like, oh my God, babe. And then you carried on again. Like,
oh, yes.
I really wish people could see your face. I really wish they could see your face.
So just say again now, it's all a load of bollocks.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not getting involved. All I'm saying is, please check with your doctor or healthcare provider should you want to try this out, and don't just go and do it.
So we have had lots of feedback about it, lots of people trying it, and seemingly lots of people pleased with the results.
Apparently.
Maybe it's a placebo thing.
Maybe, eh? I'm not getting drawn in.
So anyway, we have been on a family cruise.
We have.
With our three children.
Yep.
And with our friends, Mammy and Pappy.
Yes, we
and
did.
Three of their children.
Three of their kids, yep. Yeah.
Which some people had asked us before we were going, you going with lifestyle friends on a family cruise?
Okay, so we weren't going with them as such. We'd got this booked anyway. Mammy and Pappy, I think, had a spare week, and they suddenly said, oh, we can jump on too. And we were like, brilliant, just do it. Because from our point
of view... As well as coming on the cruise.
I think from our point of view... I'm speaking for myself, you may not agree, but it was a case of, I know of an evening, sometimes, when we're on a family holiday, as much as we get on really well, it's quite nice to have other adult company.
Of course it is, yeah. You bounce off other couples.
Yeah, obviously we know Mammy and Pappy quite well, so it was great to have them there. The kids got on, we got on. We had quite a few days, we're a few sundowners at the back of the boat.
I think the older kids especially, really liked Pappy as well. In particular.
Yeah.
Because he's very in touch with his youthful side, shall we say.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
Stories to tell. And he connected well with them. It was all good, as did Mammy, and obviously all the kids connected. But definitely no weirdness around either of us couples being lifestyle.
No.
Everything was fine. One thing that we did have that was rather embarrassing, though, is I think it was on the third day. We had an interconnecting room, so the three kids were next door, we were in a cabin, and there was an interconnecting door like many people will know from hotels, etc. So anyway, our son, who is 15 and a half, he came to us one morning and he said, there's a weird banging from your room last night, mum and dad. And we're like, don't think so. And he's like, nope, there definitely was. So we're like,
I don't think he described it as a banging.
Well, he's coming onto that, but... So, typically, this is going to make us sound really uncool, but they, the two middle, well, the eldest and the middle child were coming in later than us. Because we give them a bit more leeway.
It makes us sound very uncool.
Yeah, but yeah. It gave them a bit more leeway. There's big groups of teenagers hanging out. They made some great friends. Really sort of came of age, I suppose. Yeah. Certainly the middle one. And yeah, so they got in a little later from us. So we gave them a curfew, which they got in. But he said this about the banging noise. And we were right at the front of the boat. So when the waves hit,
yeah.
Because it was quite rough, we're over in the Caribbean Sea.
It wasn't really so much rough. It was very windy. Yeah. So it was kind of, you could get
yeah,
the
so
waves.
Yeah, so we were around sort of the Gulf of Mexico yeah. and Belize we went to, basically. But I sort of said, it was probably the waves crashing against the bow of the boat.
Yeah.
No, wasn't that. And then I sort of said, well, what did it sound like? And he said, well, it was actually more like a slapping. And then he went. And that night, we'd actually had a really good sesh.
Yeah.
And I think we finished off doggy. And
yeah.
That's typically where you get the most slappings. And your face was a picture. Absolute picture. You were dying.
Yeah.
So anyway, I brushed over it and said, no, it must be your imagination. He's like, it's not, Dad, it's not. And anyway, later on in the day, on the next day, he came to us and went, I've worked out what the noise was. I'm thinking, fucking hell, because I think we were doing it again.
Yeah.
And he said, it was, as the boat moved, it was actually the hangers in the wardrobe clapping together. It's like, holy fuck.
Thank God it wasn't us.
No, no. Well, not what he could hear anyway.
No, exactly.
So there's not a lot to talk about from the cruise because it was a vanilla cruise with the families. We had great chats with Mammy and Pappy. We had dinner out with them one night where we had a really good chat. And they were great, actually.
We did have a good chat with them, actually, on that night. I think, as anybody will relate, when you've got kids on holiday with you, I mean, ours are getting a little bit older now, but you still get, Mum, she this, he that, have you got this, where did you put that, where's the, and it's just, I mean, it's just a bit tiring sometimes, isn't it? And so we had a few nights where we let the kids go for some food together, and then we went to one of the specialist restaurants. We let the kids do buffet. We went to a specialist restaurant, and we had a few nights with Mammy and Pappy as well, where we would give us time to chat, and it was good being able to do that.
Because they are really sort of like a wealth of knowledge in a way, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's also interesting just to speak to somebody else with a different angle.
Yeah.
They're from a different part of the world.
Yeah.
So the whole approach is different,
as we've discovered. I think this is probably something for another episode sometime, the difference between how Americans look at things to how
the Brits,
we look at things.
Yeah, or the approach, not even how you look at it, but the whole approach to the lifestyle from speaking to them. So obviously we're very much taking a tiny pocket,
but we do know quite a few American couples.
Yeah, but it definitely seems to be different. The approach is different.
But we had a great chat with them and some great times, and it was just brilliant, and we're seeing them again. We've got two more sort of events booked in with them. So we're seeing them in the summer and we're also, they're coming on the cruise with us in September. So quite a few of the others coming on the cruise are getting to know them as well and, you know, hopefully benefiting from them as people like we are.
Really. Yeah, definitely.
So other than that, the only other slight lifestyle-y thing that we encountered was, I think on the, I don't know, third or fourth day, I was at the bar getting youngest G some snacks.
At the pool bar?
No, it wasn't the pool
bar.
It was the pub because we were actually watching the football. Because our son wanted to watch the football.
That was where it was, right.
So I went to the bar. This, she was actually quite attractive. Mm. I obviously didn't notice when I started talking to her. But she came over to the bar and we got chatting and as we were waiting for service. And she said that she was there with her husband and because her kids were growing up. And I sort of said, well, why this cruise line instead of Virgin? And she's like, well, we've been on a Virgin, actually.
Yeah.
So we got chatting, connected a bit, had, you know, a fun chat for 5 minutes. Mummy and Pappy came in, and Pappy was sort of like, you dog, you, how do you get talking to them? But anyway, we didn't see her again for the rest of the holiday, pretty much. We said hello to her husband, who I recognised, who you thought was, you had a little something there.
Well,
a flutter.
He had a cowboy hat. I'm so basic. So because of that, I was like, oh, hello.
So on the last day, we go to the pool. Youngest G's in the pool with one of her friends she's made, and we go over to the bar to get a drink. And suddenly there's this, "Hey, Mr. G," but obviously she said my first name. And it was this lady. So they were a Texan couple who were not far from the port.
Yeah.
What is it about us and Texan people?
Yeah, I know. I've
got a thing for Texan women, obviously.
It would seem.
and you for Texan men. But called us over. We start chatting because you'd not met her. You'd seen her at the pool a couple of days earlier. And yeah, I think you saw why I thought she was attractive.
Yeah.
So we get chatting and suddenly out of the blue, she says, "Oh, did you know there's pineapples on the boat?" And she wasn't talking about the fruit platters.
Nope.
So we sort of played it down and said, "Oh, right, okay, well, is there?" And she said, "Yeah." And her husband said, "Yeah, that guy over there, he came over earlier and
pointed
asked if,
to this guy that was mulling asked
if
about.
He, asked if he could sleep with my wife.
Yeah.
Because he's a swinger." And we sort of went, not sure.
Well, I think the first thing I said was, "Is he on his own or where is his partner?" "Oh, yeah, he's on his own." I said, not sure that makes him a swinger. I think it could just be somebody that's a bit of a chancer that's asking to fuck your wife, love.
Yeah, because, you know, obviously there are single male swingers, but just on a cruise ship in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, approaching just a random couple.
He was just a total player.
So, anyway.
And he's giving it the word of swinger, thinking that
it makes it okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So we sort of chatted and then we sort of fessed up and said we were in the lifestyle.
We?
Well, we are.
No, we fessed up.
Well, I sort of fessed up on our behalf.
Yeah. You just seem to go down this road at times.
Well, they brought it up, but
right,
they seemed pretty interested by this. And I'd actually asked if they were pineapple, because that was the word she used. And what was her reaction to that?
Well, she didn't say no. She turned to her husband, tapped her husband, didn't she, and said, "Are we then?"
And he went, and she went, I'd phrase it that I would be, he's not sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we fessed up, said that we were in the lifestyle, and we got chatting, and suddenly conversation developed quite quickly. And she asked if your boobs were real.
She did.
Of which you said, yes, they are. And
hers weren't.
She said, mine are fake.
Yeah.
And they didn't look fake, to be fair. They looked real. And she said to you, have a feel. So here by the family pool, you put your hand on a breast.
Well, I did. But it's not as if we were in, like, you know, where everyone could see us. It was relatively discreet. So, I just want to make it clear, like, I'm not just sat there, like, feeling my boobs around a family pool.
Yeah. But then she took your hand and actually...
She did, yeah.
Inserted it into the bikini so you could have a real feel.
Yeah.
Now, I was actually sat there and I started rubbing my hands together to make them warm because I thought, I don't want them to be cold. I didn't get it offered to me.
No, she's not a swinger.
No. Were they nice boobs?
Yeah, but you can feel the difference between an enhanced or fake
boob
or a natural boob.
Yeah.
Because they're harder, there's more density to it.
Yeah, I would agree. All
so
boobs
it was
are
all,
good boobs.
This is how girls are, though.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. but no, really frustratingly hot couple. And she actually said, I really wished I'd met you earlier on in the week because you could have been my cruise chums. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah, well, weren't meant to be.
No, once again, Texas just misses this. Just misses the goal. But no, that was good. The only other sort of pineapple conversations, we met a lesbian couple.
Oh, yeah.
Who started chatting to us. And again, she just brought up the subject
the whole
of pineapples.
Pineapple thing. I think it's just cruises, you know.
I just think you give off a massive...
Is it me? Personally, sure.
Yeah. I think it's the way you're confidently dressing your bikinis and things.
Right, that'll be it, yeah. Because you have to be a swinger to be dressing confidently in your bikini. I think, though, what we did know what was interesting was the fact that when we go on a Virgin cruise, which is obviously all adults only, the way that adults interact with each other when there are no children around, and this is not necessarily lifestyle people, I'm generalising here, all walks of life, is very, very, very different to how they interact with each other when you're on a cruise that would include children.
You can let yourself go, basically, on an adult-only cruise.
People do let themselves go, so the barriers seem to come
down.
Yeah,
when I say let yourself go conversationally,
what I mean. Yeah, it's that. And that's what I mean. It's got nothing to do with being in the lifestyle or not. It's to do with, just not having to think about the responsibilities,
yeah,
which most of us have, not all of us. And, you know, it's, or even if you've not got children, if you're on a cruise and there's children around, you naturally have to kind of watch maybe what conversation you're having, because you don't want little ones listening to certain things. And it was something that we both observed, wasn't it?
People go to bed really fucking early. I mean, we were guilty of it, that we were back in the cabin most nights around midnight. Which isn't like us.
It's not like us. But again,
unless we're having a really good night.
Well, she did have at midnight when you went back to the cabin, so quit whining.
Yeah, obviously.
I think as well, it was quite a long journey for us. We were only on it for a week, so we were perhaps a little bit jet-lagged as well, maybe. I mean, our kids just went on to the death, didn't they? You know, the older two especially.
Oh, yeah, completely.
Can tell they're our kids.
But yeah, there's definitely a drop off in sociability, I suppose.
I would say, yeah.
And people don't quite interact the same. I mean, we chatted to a few people and couples and things, not about lifestyle necessarily, but yeah, people just seem more reserved.
They're kind of a little bit more guarded, that's what I mean. It's almost like you naturally kind of watch and a little bit what you're saying.
Instead of us being the tub thumpers for Virgin, because Mammy and Pappy were with us this time, it was interesting because they've been on a Virgin cruise this year. We haven't. They went on one in February.
Yeah, January, February, yeah.
And Pappy kept on saying, oh, wish I was on Virgin. Wish I was on Virgin.
I think he was just saying,
aside from the kids being with him.
Yeah, no, I think he announced after a few drinks he was just done now. He's done with any other cruise line. He's going with Virgin. The kids can go somewhere else. I don't think he really means that.
He summed it up really well by saying that, basically, what is it? Because we talked about Virgin. People have heard us and they know we like it. So great. But he said, what they've done on those ships is they've created an environment where you can be the best version of the person you truly are or want to be.
Or perhaps were.
Yeah, and that's a brilliant way of putting it.
Yeah, and they have created that. They have got some magical and power to do that.
Funnily enough, we won't call them the Texans because we've got the Texans, obviously, from episode 30, but the Texas couple we met, the Hart couple, they also said similar because they've been on one and they're going on one next month. And he was saying that basically it's like you're on spring break, which we don't do spring break, but the Americans sort of, I think it's the end of the college year, they go a bit crazy.
People let loose, yeah. But it's not tacky, though.
No, not at all.
It's not full of students.
No, but he says the way you feel.
Okay, yeah, we don't have a spring break, so we won't really relate with that, but it's the way you felt when you did spring break. Is that what he meant?
It's basically that. All your inhibitions go, you're just enjoying yourself and you're sort of doing things with almost like an abandon that you don't do when you become older with kids. That side of you sort of gets chopped off in a way and it comes back and it was really interesting. So that's about everything from the cruise. We had a great time, but it was a very vanilla cruise, but still a lot of fun to be had.
Absolutely.
So we got back and obviously we'd recorded episode 40 before we went and you were off all the KK groups that we were on.
Yeah.
And we got back. I was off as well because no point being on without you in a way, really. Well, I find personally.
We'd said, I'd said that I'd taken a bit of a step back, hadn't I? And there's a whole number of reasons for that, to be honest with you. It wasn't just one specific reason, but sometimes I think you do just need a break. You need a kind of a reset. Or I do, anyway. I'm sure I'm not alone with this, because we were talking with some friends over this weekend and she said exactly the same. She just needs to step out sometimes. So I'm not going to overanalyze why or how, but I just think do what you feel right at the time. If you're not really feeling it, it's okay to step out for a minute.
And I think it's fair to say you've become a bit fed up with things from the last episode, which we won't go into again. We've been there, we've done that.
It's not worth the air
time. No, but I think the fun had gone out of it a little bit and we had a long conversation one evening and sort of made a mental switch, and then you got back on the groups before me, actually.
Yeah.
Threw yourself back into a bit, started chatting, and we know so many people on there.
I think, though, we just needed to reset as a family as well. We've had things going on aside to lifestyle life, you know?
Family
things going on. So we needed that holiday. I think it's important that we mention this, because there are so many of us in the lifestyle that have children, that have, parents that we take care of, or, I don't know, whole whole number of things that we have as responsibilities. And it can affect where you're sitting or standing within the lifestyle. Sometimes you just need to pull back. You need to pull in your nearest and your dearest and have that together and then go, right, I'm all right again now. Mm. And I'm just mentioning it because I think sometimes I am perhaps overly critical or I overanalyze why I'm doing it with myself. And I'm like, but I overthink that. And I don't need to. Well, it's okay to have the break.
And we talked in the last episode of where we were trying to get to, considering a little less. Not about people, but more just not thinking quite as much and more doing. Yeah. So less thinking, more doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that sort of takes us on because we, right from the start of this podcast, we've not been sort of shy in saying that the website in the UK, the biggest mm-hmm. sort of lifestyle website, one called Fab Swingers, not really for us. It wasn't our vibe. We just couldn't get along with it, etc. Nothing wrong with the website. If it works for you, great. But it didn't really work for us.
Well, apart from it looks like it was in 1986.
But... Yeah, but it works. So, but we use it basically. We'd never met anybody off this website. We'd never tried to. It's basically just a way that listeners can contact us.
We did meet somebody once off the website.
We did.
We didn't get face pictures.
No. Well, we didn't meet them. We sort of said hello to them.
We bumped into them.
Yeah. They weren't for us.
No.
Let's just leave it at that. Yeah. But, we were messaged a few weeks ago from a couple who basically contacted us and said, hi, enjoying your profile, enjoying the podcast, relatively local.
Yeah.
We'd like to meet you.
And there you go, right? Dead simple, polite, honest and open.
Yeah.
Like, we listen to you, we like it, we like your pictures, we'd like to meet you. It sounds so basic, but we very seldom get such a basic message. It's often men that approach,
yeah,
which I'm sure, again, most people will say it's a lot of men that do this, but you felt that this was the woman that was writing to us.
You can tell. You can always tell, because generally with the messages, sorry to interject, but generally I check the messages and then them together, but it's me that sort of,
filtering.
Not always, well, not even that, because I go through every message with you. But it's generally me that types the reply. You might say it. Occasionally you'll go back if it's like we had one this evening about you advise on your underwear and things like that. Where can we buy this? And so we sort of rolled out the whole swinger shopper thing again. it's obvious when a woman writes to us, which we get a good mix of both. But there was just something, and I said, these seem really nice.
Normal.
From a couple, because I've gone back and we've probably had about 5 or 6 messages between us. And sort of said, yeah, we're happy to meet. Maybe, you know, when can you do? And it's, well, we can't do this, that. We've got mansion, they've got things on. So we said, we'll try and hook up in May sometime.
Yeah.
And then on the last Thursday night, we got a message saying, no, it's short notice, but do you fancy meeting up in Liverpool tomorrow?
Yeah.
Now, Liverpool's about 40 minutes, 50 minutes from where we live, so it's not too far. Bit of an issue with being able to go at short notice. So I messaged the next morning and just said, look, don't think we can make it, but if you're out, if we can come, we'll come over and try and meet up with you. And then, as it happened, we had a slight change in circumstances, childcare-wise.
Yeah.
And it meant that we could go out. So this was like at 6 p.m.
I know.
So we sort of said, right, okay, should we do it? So we contacted them, said, okay, we managed to sort. We can be out. We'll probably grab something to eat. You'll get ready. We'll be over by 9 o'clock.
This is really out of my comfort zone.
Well, I was going to come on to that, yeah.
And it's very much not what I would ever usually do. But because I'm kind of had this little bit of a reset time that we've just chatted about, I thought, okay, I'm going to let you lead a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how hard that is for me to let you lead?
I didn't pull too tight on the collar, though, did I?
But it's difficult because I accept I can be a little bit kind of have a need to control or...
Really?
Shut up. So I stepped back and I thought, you know, is your husband let his judgment be the one that you go with.
Okay, let's just hold that thought for a second and go back and say, okay, so this was to be, firstly, our first ever meet-up with people that we've met on Fab.
Just random people that have contacted us, yeah.
And also, I think probably our first time meeting a couple that we'd not really chatted to before.
Yeah.
So you said that you decided to put your faith in your husband a little bit.
Yeah.
How did it do?
Shut up. Oh my goodness, you did all right.
All right.
No, I enjoyed myself. They are a couple who I think we've both instantly hit it off with.
Yeah, I mean,
there's mutual attraction on
both
sides.
Like I say, the messages I got a good vibe off.
Yeah.
And I'd read all the messages to you as well, and you knew everything that had been sent back. They'd sent face pictures. We'd sent face pictures back as well, which we don't always do. In fact, we rarely do. But yeah, they were attractive people.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
So yeah, off we went. So we met up in Liverpool, had it was about 4 hours in some bars, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So
just chatting, really, weren't
we? Just chatting, getting to know each other. The conversation flowed.
Yes.
Never any awkward moments. I got on with the guy.
Yeah.
I got on with the woman.
Yeah, same.
Same.
Both,
so it was a four-way connection. And then we were going to leave, weren't we? But then we suggested one last drink. and we went to an Irish bar, and there's music playing. It was full of students. I was slightly pissed that basically, as we were going in, everyone was getting checked for ID, and then they just waved us in.
Did I'm they?
Like, you fucking bastard!
I didn't even notice.
And the
that.
Other lady said the same thing. Actually, she was like, "I saw you, and I felt it completely."
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, we went in and we got a drink, and then what happened, Mrs. G?
Well, I turned. I turned. And the gentleman of that couple looked at me and then put his gaze over to where you were stood with the lady and went, what's going on here then? And you was in full snogathon with said lady. You were full on. Here he is. Again, Mr. G the snogger. There he goes. So you were in full mode. And then I looked at him and I went, all right, we may as well go then. So we did go.
So yeah, from a personal viewpoint, I was obviously kissing the lady, dancing with the lady. Yeah, she's a bit of me.
She's a bit of you. He's a bit of me, actually. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, me too. They were a really hot couple, really nice. And the only frustrating thing was that, you know,
we had to go home. We had to pace ourselves. We couldn't just get our fuck on.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad thing, though, right?
Obviously, you know, assuming that they were also... I think they were.
I can only... Yeah. Yeah.
So, no, we liked them, you know...
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah. Ish.
I'm so going to sit on his face.
You said that as we were leaving.
I am. I told him it's unfinished business. Obviously, if his wife's all right with it, but she, from what she was saying to you, is totally all right with it.
I think we were all right with it.
We were all right with it.
So, yes, to be continued.
Yes, to be continued. But yeah, it was a good one and enlightening for me. So I just feel like I've had a little bit of a breakthrough because we've actually found a couple on... Well, they found us. They've reached out to us on Fab. We've gone, you're all right then. And they were normal people, attractive, nice, normal people. And... I don't mean that to sound disrespectful to anybody on Fab, but honestly, it can't just be us that has the sheer amount of nice tits, wanna meet, or just basic crappy messages that don't even say hello.
We did get a really interesting message this
week. Oh my goodness.
And it might be a copy and paste one, so a lot of you might have had this message, but it was from...
No way! No, we've been on it 18 months and we have never had a message of this nature.
So he was basically a single guy and it was...
I'd forgotten about this.
Hi. This may seem like a random question.
No shit.
Could I just ask, do you like to poo at work? And he was like, what the fuck?
It's a sexual connection meetup dating type site. Why is he asking us if we like to poo at work?
Because, fair enough, not kink shaming, because, you know, we won't yoke somebody's yum. If he's into poo scat, good luck to him. It's not for me.
But he didn't say
it
that.
It wasn't about the scat. It was, to your poo at work? Maybe he was just doing a survey for his workplace. Maybe they're looking at introducing
more
toilets.
That's fine. Explain yourself, love. Explain what you're looking for. Why do you need this information in your life?
My bet, if I'm a betting man, would be that actually it's a way to try and force engagement. So
yeah, because it's so bizarre.
It's so bizarre that you're more likely to go back and go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Or why are you asking me?
Yeah.
And then you're in a conversation.
Yeah.
We didn't go back. We ain't playing your game, so.
No, I know.
But maybe we should. Not for any reason. I mean, you work from home, so right. It's an obvious answer, really. But
listeners, please, those of you that are on Fab, have you had this message or a message of this nature, please? Please let us know. Please let me know that we are not the only couple that has had... He's a man, yeah?
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
going to be from a woman. A man, reach out to you and ask you if you poo at work. It's not like, do you poo? Or do you like to poo? Or do you want to poo on there even?
God.
It's just, do you poo at work? It's the most random question.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but it's memorable though.
It's memorable. That's what I think he's meant to do.
Yeah. So no, that was an interesting one. So it was a great day. And like you say, somewhat enlightening, bit of a first for us.
Yeah.
Unless they change their minds, I'm pretty certain that we'll meet them again.
Maybe they didn't like us. Maybe they've gone home and decided they don't like us.
Well, since.
Yeah, true. Well, yeah.
Yeah. You sent them a cunnilingus photo for...
Cunnilingus and Cake Day.
Yeah. I mean, we might have put similar on Twitter, actually. But, yeah, Cake and Cunnilingus Day. So,
well,
yeah, I'm still full.
We're meant to be recording a podcast. Can you stop?
Oh, stop what?
Stupid jokes.
It wasn't a joke. I just wiped my mouth. So anyway, yeah, Cake and Cunnilingus Day. If you don't know, it's the sort of the balancing day to Steak and Blowjob Day.
Yeah, oh, there's all these national days.
Now, you know, for me now, once the kids are grown up, fuck Christmas right off.
You're just having Steak
and
Blowjob Day.
Cake and Cunnilingus Day.
You get enough Steak and Blowjob.
Yeah, I'm not as fussed about the steak, actually.
No,
anymore.
I can imagine.
So, yeah, we had a great day with them, and I think it's probably opened our mind to meet other people as well.
You're saying this like an advert now. So, we've done one day on Fab, listeners, and if you'd like to go out on a date with us, please contact us.
I don't mean that necessarily, but maybe we should be a little more proactive, because we've never, to my memory, messaged anybody as a first message on Fab.
I don't know how that would come across from an account that is a podcast account. We've not got a personal account on there anymore.
Well, we don't use it. It's still there somewhere. But...
Right, but it's got really crap pictures for a start.
Well, it's just that I've not even logged onto it for 8 months. But my point is that maybe a little more proactive. So, for example, when people wink and things like that, we never do anything with that.
Oh, you mean we should actually react?
Now, some of our friends who are on Fab, who are a bit more versed in it all, sort of, well, you know, they wink and then you message them if you like them and hi, thanks for the wink. And we've never done any of that. So maybe...
That's a lot of work, isn't it?
Well, not for you.
Well, no, true.
Basically, I'll say, look, these have winked, what do you think? And you'll say, yeah, message them and see what they like.
But then what happens if they send further photos and... Did you're just not keen?
Have you heard the term ghosting?
Oh, that's mean ghosting. Though, right?
No, and we don't ghost people.
No.
That I can remember.
Not yet. Come on.
No, I think possibly it's still not really for us, Fab, but it's opened our minds a little bit. So
yeah.
Thanks to that couple for many things, but...
Thank you for putting your tongue down my throat and feeling my arse.
Yes, yes.
With consent.
Yes, indeed. Likewise, thank you to the lady for putting her tongue down my throat and letting me feel
her. Yeah, win-win.
So, no, that was all great and very much looking forward to the next date.
Yeah. We then had a bit of a busy Sunday because we met up with some other lifestyle friends who are from London, and they came up to Manchester. And
they were actually on a meet.
They were, the night before.
Yeah, and they sort of said, whilst we're up here, can we meet up? So we arranged to meet them for lunch on the Sunday. And this was a couple that actually were at Butlins with us. They were in the group that were at Butlins. And we've known them 9 months, probably, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it was nice to catch up and have a good old chat with them. And naturally, because you're with lifestyle people, you're chatting about all sorts of things. And again, a bit like when we were with Mammy and Pappy, you get a different take on things, different opinions on things. But it was interesting because the lady of this couple came as we were chatting and talking about different likes
first
and dislikes.
First of all, can I just say that they were complaining about the cold in Manchester?
The southerners.
Fucking hell, it wasn't that cold. I'd been out on a dog walk in a t-shirt.
It's cold today.
Today it is. Yesterday was okay. Yeah. But they were complaining, he had a big scarf on, he had his jacket on. I'm like, southern softies. Just bring your coat.
You bring your big coat. So we were chatting about likes and dislikes, as in like who you find attractive, who you don't find attractive, what you do like, what you don't like.
I think it's leading on because we had a chat last time about not having sort of, inverted commas, fancied too many people.
Yeah, and we talked about that and she was saying...
I think you found somebody this weekend though.
Did fancy him.
Yeah, I know you did. And likewise, actually.
So we need to move on from that now. Sorry. Get your brain out. She was saying about having a lifestyle type. And I thought this was really interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Because her husband, she had noted that when he finds certain women attractive in the lifestyle, they appear to be the polar opposite to her in look.
Mm-hmm.
She's quite a tall lady, so he likes the shorter lady. She's kind of physically fit, athletic lady. He likes the slightly more curvier lady. So curvy, short.
I think she's quite curvy.
She is curvy, but she's. I think he prefers even more curvy.
Maybe.
From what she was describing.
From what she said, we don't know.
And she couldn't understand why he was going for almost the polar opposite to what she was.
You've had this with me at times
as
well.
Yeah, and that's where the discussion started. And that's where we were saying, do you have a lifestyle type? So are you choosing people or going for people? Because we've said before about how it's exciting to be different. Are we going for people that are different because that adds another level of difference?
Well, I think we could actually delve a little deeper into this because I think there is a lifestyle type as opposed to a type, if you like, when you're single. The reason being is when you're single and you're looking for a partner as such, generally, and it might be different now because I've not been single for 20 years.
Right.
But I think generally you meet people and you wonder if it's going to progress to something romantically.
When you're single, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Potentially. So you have a type, but you're looking for somebody which you might want to develop and spend time with and maybe, you know, go on holiday with and move in. Not necessarily the first night, but overall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas with the lifestyle type, you've got all that in your partner.
Yeah.
And just putting polyamory to one side, because we're talking about swinging, basically. Yeah. You're just looking for something that flicks your switch.
Right.
And that might be very different to your partner because your partner's the person you've chosen to spend your life with. This might be somebody that you might become friends with or you might just want to spend a few hours with.
That's what I mean, though. I wonder if we sort of subconsciously choose people that look very unlike our life partner.
Yeah, I mean,
for the difference.
Yeah.
To add that level of really different.
To be fair, a lot of people we've played with have been like you, blonde.
Yeah.
So it depends on what your class is type, really. So
can I just interject?
Yeah.
You also have a type in the lifestyle.
Yeah. And it seems to frustrate the hell out of you.
They are the polar opposite to me.
They're
brunettes, all of them. Right, and no, let me finish. You very, very often, if you're looking through one of the platforms with pictures, etc., will go...
That makes me sound the right
person. Oh, no, we all do it. We all do it. You're looking through, there's pictures. And you will...
One-handed.
Yeah. You will very often pull out...
Don't need one hand in your mouth, on it.
Babe, a certain type of woman. And you know this because we've talked about it.
We almost laugh about it now.
We do. And you do it, and you are now aware that you do it. However, because you've done it so much.
From memory, I don't think I've played with a woman of this
you've
time.
You've not.
I've kissed plenty.
You have.
Yeah.
Mm. But
I don't think these types that I'm saying about, I don't think they choose husbands they like.
No. Yeah. I can confirm that is correct. And I would say as well, for me, even from the people that I have played with, they're not all stereotypically what I would go for.
Not at all.
Some are. They are.
I can think of probably one.
Two or three, you're just not thinking right. Yeah, I'll remind you when we're over. but there are some that are not.
The only one that genuinely, should I name? Ooh. The only one that genuinely springs to mind where I would say I can
see. I know
what
you're going
to
say.
Shall
I answer for you?
You answer for me.
And you tell me if I was right. You'd be honest.
Of course I'll be honest, as always.
Mr. Nubius?
Yep.
Right. Yes, totally. However, he's one of.
Yeah, and I know for a fact, putting Friday Night's Date out of the way and Mr. Hard out of the way.
I mean, he
okay, did you hear that gag? Even the name of him.
I can't get him.
I see him all the time.
We are talking about the school teacher, if anybody's
listening. Yeah,
I've seen
him at the football all the time. He sits so close, waves away. Hi, Mr. G. Fuck your wife next time.
I wish he would. Anyway, I'm just going to have to wank about him. He's never gonna be real. But yes, him and his whole demeanour, build, everything.
Mr. Hard.
Yeah, he wasn't the ones.
No, Mr. Nubiest. Other than that, possibly maybe the guy at Townhouse
yes.
as well.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So you get the idea of where I'm coming
Although
from.
Although less so than Mr. Nubiest,
yeah,
funnily enough.
Right, yeah. However, so there
if
are...
If you're listening, Mr. Nubiest, you need to come over to England. We need to see you again. Okay. And obviously Mrs. Nubiest.
So because they are stereotypical, the person that I would physically go for, I have played with people that don't look like that at all.
Mm-hmm. You've played with people that genuinely surprised me.
Yes. But have I had any less of a good time? No, absolutely not.
No.
I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. And so I don't think I have a lifestyle type. What I have is oddly for me, quite open-minded, actually.
Yeah, I think you've developed as well.
I have
and
developed, yeah.
You sort of, you know, I mean, start off, kiss a few frogs, and then move on to the more princely types, I suppose. But but that's the way it goes. But everyone starts somewhere, as they say.
Yeah.
But, I've been surprised at people that you've played with.
From a physical point of view.
Yeah, because they're not what I would describe as your type. There is somebody, you've been flirting with him today, actually, who really is your type. We've been chatting about it.
Who?
And his wife's my type. You know who.
I don't.
Of course you do. You've been flirting today.
I've flirted with a few people today.
See about sparks flying?
Oh,
Yeah. His wife's my type, but I don't think the dynamic quite works, unfortunately.
No. Yeah.
Which is a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, but again, that's... That's just, you just have to manage that. If it's
if it's not to be.
It's not to be. It doesn't mean to say that you can't have a bit of a flirt.
Oh, no, exactly. And they're a great couple and we're friends with them. And yeah, who knows one day.
Oh, you know, again, you are like this eternal wish guy of like, it will happen one day with all these people. And
a wish version of who?
No, like, I mean, no, like, I know, you eternally have this wish and this kind of positive outlook. But no, I kind of surprise myself, but in another way I don't, because I'm sure if we kind of went back and listened to some of the episodes, I think I have said quite a few times how it's not about the looks for me, it's more about the personality and stuff, and that's where a spark can fly for me.
Yeah,
it genuinely can. Once
you're comfortable and we get into a play situation, we've talked about it many times, your switch goes, and then it's literally... You're in your own zone then, basically. So,
well, we touched on this on Sunday when we were
yeah.
with our friends, didn't we? I can take quite a lot to kind of get going, I suppose. And I don't mean that in a physical sense.
Yeah, no.
I mean, just
trust.
Mentally, it's trust. A lot of it's trust. Yeah, an awful lot.
Or spark.
And yeah, 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 I suppose. But if there's a spark there, I very quickly develop a trust, which is probably massively naive, actually.
It's easy to trust when we're there together as well.
It is, yeah. And that's the reassurance that I kind of have that you're at the side of me as such.
Yeah.
So that definitely helps. But we did discuss this, didn't we, on Sunday, where you said that you can lead much faster than me. We know you're Mr. G the Snogger. I'm saying it like we've joked about it, we've mocked about it, because you find that easier than me. I think
I enjoy a kiss very much.
But when I kind of catch you up, if it was a race, and when I'm in that kissing position, I then seem to go at breakneck speed.
It's the tortoise and the hare. And we said on Sunday when we were out at lunch.
Am I the tortoise?
Effectively, yeah. And they said the same thing. This couple.
Oh, but yeah, their way around it.
Effectively,
yeah.
Me and the guy, the men, if it's a 100-metre race,
yeah.
The first 90 metres, we're off.
Yeah.
And we're going. The last 10 metres when you get into the bedroom or the playroom or wherever,
yeah.
It's almost like whoosh, you
the
overtake.
Go. Yeah.
You overtake, you're there, and then we're playing catch-up. And it might be, because he said the same thing, at times, I'll almost not, and this sounds really, really bizarre, but I won't consider women. I mean, I won't necessarily look at a woman and think, oh, it'd be great to play with her, because if I think you're not there with the husband, then there's no point.
It's not in your psyche, it's not in your thought process
because
at that time.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So at times when you have surprised me because it's somebody I really didn't think that you'd be into, and then you're like, okay, let's go, husband.
Yeah.
I'm then like, fuck. And am I gonna connect?
I'm not connected. I don't mean
fuck, let's go to fuck. Fuck, I'm not that connected with the wife.
Give me a minute.
I didn't think I'd be
I know.
I didn't think you'd be on the table, and you know, I'm often the guys you pick, I've got pretty hot wives, to be fair.
You've been quite blessed.
I've been, yeah.
Look at you.
But sometimes it's like, oh, I wasn't expecting this. Yeah. And then playing catch up. And I think possibly that's where maybe I've had a bit of overthinking in the past because I'm not quite, I wouldn't say I'm not ready, but
no, I know
it's
what you mean.
Taken me a little off guard.
Yeah, and that's fair enough because you need a minute if something's taken you off
this
guard.
This is what our friend was saying, he can be the same.
Yeah.
So it's really, really interesting about, you know, whether it's just a different type to your monogamous type, really.
Yeah, I think it is for me, because I'm not looking for a life partner. I'm not looking for a boyfriend.
Oh, God,
I'm looking for an in-the-moment person.
And maybe friends.
And absolutely. But in-the-moment person, and it's kind of really basic, harsh criteria that you kind of very quickly... If you know, like in Terminator, the film, do you remember the Terminator that had... the vision where he would go, like, probability of death. And
they all did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I feel a bit like the Terminator. So it'll kind of come on and go, trust, yes, consent, yes. You know, smells nice, yes. Has nice teeth, yes. And it kind of goes, dick, 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 dick. And it does it at breakneck speed.
Okay, talking of smell, are we allowed to say what our friend was talking about?
What did they do?
When she's with men.
Go on.
She was saying that she's not massively into finger play.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because she freaks out a bit about dirty nails.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I nipped off to the toilet with my nail brush.
You did?
and I went, okay. I said, I really don't get that, because if they're putting the fingers in you and you're worried about the fingers being dirty, but you'll happily suck on a penis. And she sort of said, give it a sniff test first. What the fuck?
Get her.
No!
I do! Right, let's...
Do you sniff a penis before you put it in your mouth?
I mean, it's not a conscious thing that you kind of sniff it, but you can smell it.
You don't lick the cheesy bit off first, do you?
Well,
oh,
obviously.
God.
No.
Let's hope it's not crusty. You've got to chip it off.
I think what it is, right, fingernails are a huge turn-off.
You hate fingernails.
I absolutely cannot cope with
checking
anything
right
long
now,
fingers.
Yeah.
I absolutely abide. It's an awful, awful, awful biggest turn-off ever for me. But if there is, like... your fingers, if they're not hygienic and you've not washed them properly,
you don't
there's
want them
so
shoved,
much
don't you?
Crap in your fingernails. This is why, if you remember in COVID times, we were all being told to scrub like we did. Whereas your penis, to be fair, yes, you wee out of it and you come out of it. But apart from that, it might have got a bit
sweaty. Might be a bit sweaty and a bit crusty, yeah.
But I would hope that if you've got
bit of dick cheese,
if you've got to the point where you're potentially going to put a penis in your mouth or your vagina, you've kind of smelt their general overall smell beforehand.
I wonder how many men spray the cock with aftershave. I don't think
you would do that.
I think you might burn.
Don't spray your penis, darling. Don't do that.
I'm also wondering then, would you, if there was one that you were a bit like, is a bit whiffy?
Mm. Are you actually asking me this?
Would you just like reach straight for the condom and say, I like giving a blowjob with a condom on?
So I've never yet had a whiffy condom. A whiffy condom? A whiffy penis. I've obviously been quite lucky that everybody's been very hygienic and it's all been fine, to be fair.
But you do check?
No, I'm not saying I check, but like you would just able to smell it.
I'm next time I'm playing, I'm going to worry that the one's down there sort of sniffing away.
Your penis doesn't smell, love. Don't worry, you're absolutely fine.
I'll let you check again later.
Thanks.
So, no, we thought that was really funny, though. And the other thing we were talking about was, so, in the lifestyle, I would argue, not in a nasty way, but I would argue that you've had many more sexual partners than me in the lifestyle. And you're looking at me quizzically.
Because I've felt a vagina.
But you've had sex with women.
Oh,
and this became a topic of, well, what's sex with a woman?
Right.
Because our friend was like, well, it's not really sex, it's just a bit of play. I'm like, so what do you class as sex? And it's like, well, and it came back to the old adage, which we've spoken about before, is sex only penis and vagina? Now, I used to think this way, but you, amongst others, actually changed my mind on that.
I don't think that it is just penis in vagina, because how do two women have sex? And I do think women have sex.
Right.
So,
is oral sex sex? I would say yes.
It's oral sex, which is part of sex. Yeah. It's the way I understand it.
Finger play or hand jobs.
Personally think it all counts.
Yeah. So,
but everyone, each to their own, but that's my boundaries and understanding.
So you are saying you've had sex with lots more people than me? You slay.
I'm a slut, actually, darling.
An ethical one at
that. An ethical one at that, yes.
But no, again, it's great sometimes to go out, and we had a great dinner. We requested a table over in the corner.
They put us right next to a load of other families and stuff. And I was like, yeah, actually, no, this isn't working for us. Can you put us in the corner?
Yeah. And it was a really great afternoon chatting away and listening to their thoughts and so forth. And it was a great afternoon. And we'll get to see them in 2 weeks' time at the mansion.
They're at mansion.
Because we are at the fantastic mansion ball.
Yes, I have got my dress.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, you've not shown me this dress yet.
It's not that I'm hiding anything.
Was it not?
No.
I thought you said, I might make you wait until the night.
Maybe I will. Maybe I could feel like your girlfriend for the night.
Oh, we could talk about that. Go on. Oh, listen to that.
I know. You blaze. I know. Yeah, I quite like that role play of turning up and being like your escort for the night, or it's our first day, or something like that.
A couple of times on the cruise, just flipping back to that, the kids were off with their friends and stuff. So a couple of
evenings, we went to the posh restaurants.
Yeah, we went for dinner one night, and I really frustratingly for me, I was wearing sort of tailored shorts, if you like. So, you know, not sort of sports shorts, jogging shorts. And got to the restaurant and said, excuse me, sir, we do require long trousers in this restaurant.
Well, there's only two on the ship that require it.
Fucking bugs the life out of me, because it's like...
Can I just interject? Virgin don't require anything.
So just chill the fuck out. Bugs me. It's like, it's not like... Fair enough if I turned up in trunks or something, but for fuck's sake, I had a shirt on and tailored shorts. Like, fucking hell.
Carry on.
But anyway, so I had to nip back to the cabin, change my trousers.
I was sat at the table having a glass of wine.
Yeah, you didn't go flirting with anybody, which is a win.
I didn't.
No.
Well, I did. No.
And so I walked into the restaurant and I basically just made a quip about, do you mind if I sit here?
You did.
And you glazed. Literally, you glazed. A bit like you do in the midst of sort of a decent sex session or a play session, you glazed. And literally got that giggly look that you've got on your face now.
And I find it really exciting.
I know, I did it again at a different night.
You did.
Where you were
at a
bar. There was a casino screen in front of you. And again, I don't know, I'd been off to do something. I was probably chatting to somebody.
Probably.
You know, or snogging something. No, I didn't do that for a change. So I wandered over and I literally just said, do you mind if I buy you a drink?
Mm.
And again, you're glazed.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so basic for me.
It is basic, but...
But I like it. So I'm thinking I could turn the tables and maybe I won't show you my dress for mansion and I'll just put it on in our hotel room.
You told Angelina that you don't need a bra with it. And I'm like, fuck.
I can't wear a bra with it. It's not, not... Well, I could wear a strapless one, but I don't want to.
Yeah,
I can't
be bothered.
It
sort of turns me on a bit.
What, no bra?
Yeah.
We get to see my boobs every night, every day.
It doesn't matter. It's like the first time every time. Ten lyrics from our wedding song, actually. Bloody hell, get me. It's quote Shaggy, Mr. Romantic.
It's just a bit of sick because it was a bit corny. Oh, right. But go on, go
always,
with it.
Always would. But we mentioned this on the last episode, but there's a couple of podcasts that we've listened to recently and they've been fantastic, talking about the science of sex therapists, basically.
Well, historically, I don't listen to podcasts.
No.
I never listened to a podcast.
Apart from S-Town.
Oh, yeah. And I'd done that before we re-recorded this one. But it was in the car and all the rest of it. So it's just, they've just not ever been a go-to thing, but I really...
You just don't like many of them, really.
No, I find they're a bit crap. This might be a bit crap, I don't know. But the point is, there's been the odd one or two that you've mentioned, and I have actually on the dog walk put them in and gone, oh yeah, actually, I'm getting something from this. And so I think, like anything, if you're gaining some knowledge or it's making you think or making you chat or question... Win-win.
Yeah, I think there's one in particular that we want to break down a little bit on a sort of a one-off episode. So we'll do that another time. But the one that we've listened to, and we've talked about her before on the podcast, funnily enough, because she came up in one of the KK chats. But she's a sex therapist, world-renowned sex therapist, yeah, and author called Esther Perel.
Yes.
And she was interviewed on The Diary of a CEO, which is a huge podcast.
Yeah.
Number one business podcast, I think. Stephen Bartlett, which obviously everybody will know from Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
And it's really, really good. He interviews different people every week. But
Dragon's Den in the UK, not in
yeah, Shark Tank. I think we mentioned this possible last time. But listen to Esther Perel, and she's come up with a few things which really struck a chord.
Yeah.
And one of them was about how... It's about desire, basically.
Right.
And how women lose that spontaneous desire,
yes,
men don't.
Yeah.
It's apparently a fact of life, and it explains quite a lot. It's certainly made me see things differently.
And I think that's what's been useful.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about the lifestyle, it's about relationships, but obviously we're in a relationship in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
So it helps us to kind of digest certain behaviours that you may 100%. Exhibit within the lifestyle.
Yeah, because obviously, as we said before, play sessions tend to go on a lot longer than your own sex at home. And it's more spontaneous and it might seem, I wouldn't say more exciting, but it's new, is what I described. So you get that excitement.
To be fair,
it's new.
Love, I think it often can be more exciting and that's okay. It's exciting in a different way.
Get my coats.
No, listen, let me explain. It's a new exciting.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Right. Our exciting has a depth to it.
Yeah.
Because our boundaries can push far with each other when
we've been sleeping together for nearly 20 years.
So we will do things with each other which we would not dream of with anybody lifestyle.
And there's
that's the excitement for
us. But what she was saying is you can't really have... What you get from a relationship and the sex in a relationship is that security, that love, mm-hmm, that connection.
Yeah.
Whereas with somebody new, that's not there, but you get the desire and the spontaneity.
Yeah.
Which you can't put the two together.
No.
Like anything. And so what you actually get from the lifestyle is you do that, and then when you come back together, you get that newness yourselves.
Yeah.
And that's the reconnection sex, which everybody seems to talk about.
Yeah.
But it was really good. But one of the things she said that really struck a chord with me, going back to pre-lifestyle and where we were, that we had a great marriage and everything.
Mm.
But if I'm being honest, the sex life for me could have been better.
Yeah, yeah.
And you talked about it in earlier episodes. We don't need to rehash it all. But what she said that really struck a chord is if you have issues in your relationship and you sort them out, you might have a better relationship. It might not make a jot of difference to your sex life.
Right.
However, if you sort out your sex life,
yeah,
you will improve your relationship.
100%.
And that struck a massive chord. And a really simple way she puts it is, if you renovate your kitchen,
yeah,
it makes no difference to your bedroom.
No.
However, if you renovate your bedrooms and you improve your sex life, it is different people that then go into your kitchen.
Yeah.
Because you are more connected, you may feel a bit happier.
Just a different being.
Yeah, and so important.
Yeah.
And it sort of frustrates the hell out of me that people are down on the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And sort of judgmental about the lifestyle because they think it's full of seedy sex mad swingers.
Well, we kind of had a bit of a chat with Mr. and Mrs. Local about this today, didn't we? We touched on it a little bit. We were chatting about something else.
We had a couple of deep chats with them today,
actually. Yeah.
And a couple of silly ones as well.
And that's the beauty, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. But we were chatting with them and this came up for one reason or another. And I was talking about how we've mentioned on previous episodes the TV show Game of Keys, or it's known in Spanish as El Juego de las Llaves.
Because we watched the third season, didn't
we? The third season we've watched recently. Now, overall, I mean, it's like anything, isn't it? The first season's always the best. The second season's generally quite good. And the third season, we still enjoyed it. It's not quite as pretty.
I actually think we really pulled out some really important things from this third season.
This is what I'm going to go on to say, because what struck a chord with me is this couple, the characters, who in the first season are kind of arguing with each other because the kids are being a pain in the arse and all the rest of it.
Yeah, the kids are young.
They employ a nanny, the nanny becomes a bit of a dom, and it becomes a polyamorous relationship,
yeah,
really.
Thruple.
The thruple, yeah. Now, in this particular season, what they decide to do, this particular couple, is get a divorce.
Yeah, I think, and we don't really know that much about polyamory. We know a few polyamorous people, a few people who've been in polyamorous relationships.
But we're not here to say we're
versed on
it. By
no means experts. No. But what seems to be, there's a hierarchical polyamory.
Yeah.
Or there's the other way round. Now, the hierarchical, if you're a married couple and you bring a third into the relationship,
yeah,
how do you get that equality where that third person feels equal to the two who are legally married, probably legally on the house, have the kids together, have joint bank accounts, pay the bills together, and you're being brought in?
Where's the balance for the third person?
Yeah. And so what they do, spoilers here, but, you know, the couple in El Juego, they actually, do you want to say?
Well, I said they got divorced.
Yes.
They decide to get divorced for a few reasons. One being that the third person that they have in their thruple now, to help her feel equal, or not to help her, they wanted to be equal.
Yeah.
But not only that, it was kind of a middle finger up to the societal rules of marriage. And this is what we was discussing today with the locals. And it really, really annoys the life out of me that we have this thing called marriage, and we're married. No, we didn't get married in a church.
No.
But it still seems to be...
Our marriage hasn't been anywhere near a religion or a church.
It's not been.
No offence to anybody who's religious.
But we still have forsaking all lovers in our vows.
Yes.
And
you've
it kind
blown
of
that away, haven't you?
Bugs me a bit. And I really relate with why they got divorced. You're looking at me a bit odd now.
I can't afford a divorce, I'm telling you. And like I said today, if I could afford a divorce, I would have divorced you years ago.
That's nasty.
I'm just joking.
Maybe. But I almost want to...
I think back to some of the opportunities I've had. But no, I'm kidding.
All right, Mr. G the Snogger. There's part of me that wants to get divorced... Right, there's a newsflash for you. Get divorced to stick my middle finger up at the societal rules of what we're supposed to do and not do being married, because it bugs me. It bugs me so much because, for example, we are a lifestyle couple, and if we're not faces out, why can't we be faces out? Because we're so worried about how that might affect the kids and all the rest of it, and employers and stuff.
Although ultimately, it would be fine.
It would all be fine, I know. But because we're kind of still moulded by the society that we've grown up in, we still don't feel quite confident enough to just be out. Maybe it will change in time. It might well do.
Yeah, or it might just happen and, you know, we can't control it then.
But
if somebody outs us, you know, I know people.
Did you go all Liam Neeson for a minute there? But the point being about the...
It's facts.
Oh my goodness. The point being about the marriage thing, and I'm not saying I want to divorce you, because I obviously don't want to divorce you. I don't want to be apart from you. But I almost want to divorce you to get remarried.
And you've always wanted to renew the vows.
Well, to be fair, I said it after year one. We're nearly 20 years in now. So I want to get remarried, but almost do it in under a different umbrella. Probably a great big bloody rainbow umbrella at that, to be fair.
Tell anybody who's listening exactly what you said you'd want to do. And tell them, because you told this on the group with Mr. and Mrs. Local today. Say what wedding you had in mind. I'm not sure how you're inviting your parents to this wedding, by the way.
Well, I wasn't, really. All right.
Yes.
So what I'd like to do is get married again with some kind of newfangled vows.
Our own, yeah.
Our own take on it. Obviously have a great big party, which would basically be an orgy.
Right.
And then, well, you then thought that I wanted a bukkake, and I don't want a bukkake.
That's basically what you said. You said everybody could come on you at the end.
Well, no, because you said you wanted to come all over me. I can't remember. You made some quips.
No, I said I'd be happy to splash out.
There you go.
And on you for a new
wedding. I said, oh, yes, you can tell your friends. They can splash out on me too.
So then it worked out. We worked out that, God love you, I'm going to name you. Mrs. Hotwife could be your maid of honour.
Mrs. Hotwife wants to, yeah, she can get a bukkake on. But...
Obviously, Mr. Local also was happy to be a bridesmaid.
He was going to... A bridesmaid?
Mrs. Local.
Oh, Mrs. I was going to say, what? Yeah. Oh, this is unconventional.
Mr. Local wanted to be an usher or the best man.
I could make him a bridesmaid.
No.
And we should really twist it up.
Sorry, I think he'd rather contribute.
contributed on.
So, although I don't know.
I want to make it clear that I don't want... I would have absolutely amazing wedding lingerie dress down, obviously. And I don't want that messing up. So I do not want a bukkake, but I can handle one person.
You can pass that down to your maid of honour and bridesmaids.
I will. That's why I need to share. Obviously, I like sharing. So I want a great big orgy. I want to be wearing...
Ginseng for dinner.
Ginseng for dinner. I've got all these ideas in my head to have the non-conventional divorce party.
Swingwedding.co.uk. You've not got that website.
We have now.
But no, it's basically talking about the societal construct of marriage.
And I'm mocking and I'm joking and we're laughing. But
there is a burning pissed-offness about you.
There is actually, yes. There actually is.
And again, we've talked about this before, but our fairy godfathers who were on episode 34, a married gay couple, they now live over in Miami, but the New Yorkers. And... they had to get married 3 bastard times before it was accepted as legal because of the anti-gay marriage laws that were in the States at the time. So it took them 3 times. So they got married twice and then it was annulled.
It actually begs belief, doesn't it? Like, what the hell? These people just love each other.
Yeah, and we've chatted to them, not about this, but we chatted to them a few times. We chat pretty much every week.
Yeah.
And... they're great people. And bizarrely, because you wouldn't necessarily think a gay couple would be such good friends with a swinger couple, heterosexual swinger couple.
No, but I think, like we said at the time...
so many synergies.
Yeah. And they see that.
Yeah.
They were the ones that said that. And it's like the gay community, you know, they were saying when back in the 80s and 90s, I think one of them was a teacher or something, or there was something where they didn't feel they could come out with their work.
Yeah.
And now they can. And we're kind of in a position that if I was a teacher, which I'm not, but I know people who are in the lifestyle who are teachers, there is no way they could come out.
No.
There is just no way. Why? Why? I mean, what are they doing? So I use the example of, if you've got a teacher that is happily married in a very strong, secure relationship, and they share, as in ethically non-monogamous, why is that different to the single teacher who's fucking away around Manchester?
And Miss Local, who we were chatting to, I said the locals would be out with pitchforks, and he said, imagine the parents' WhatsApp groups lighting up of, oh, they're a pervert, they're a paedophile.
But that's what annoys me, because why are we seeing it as something that's dirty or seedy or unsavoury?
Yeah. If you have a teacher that goes and basically goes out on a Friday night, say Mr. Hard,
I wish,
fucks one of the mums.
Oh my gosh, yes, bring him my way.
Then generally people say, well, these things happen, don't they?
Do you know what he'd get? Because I already know.
Bent over the table.
I wish he did, and it's a desk, not a table.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. However, he would get, because I already know
Well done, lad.
Because I already know what the school mums say about him, because he's desired. Oh, God, I wish it was me, all this. I mean, we joke. We joke about it, but it really, really annoys me.
Well, likewise, the single teacher, male or female,
as we said, goes fucking around Manchester.
Or wherever. And again, nobody blinks an eye.
And so they should. Yeah. There's no reason they shouldn't. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if a couple are consensually agreeing to sharing their sex life, what business is it of anybody else's?
Nobody else's business at all, no.
Right, that's me on my soapbox for the day.
the last thing we want to talk about, and very quickly, because we watched Couple to Thruple as well, which was a bit of a throwaway Love Island thruple.
Yeah.
Entertaining, good fun, but we don't want to talk about the polyamorous side. What I want to talk about, and the best show I've seen for this is The Ultimatum.
A like
brilliant
that program,
show on Netflix.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend it. That's where basically couples go on, one of them wants to get married, the other one's not sure, and the ultimatum is marry me or fuck off. Basically.
And they kind of put them with somebody else for a couple of weeks, And test them a little bit.
This Couple to Thruple, same sort of principle, bring a third in.
Yeah.
But what I think, and lifestyles like it as life is we almost have too much choice these days. So whether it's looking through something to watch on Netflix...
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Whether it's on KK or Fab, it's like you look at somebody, you don't know them, you're just looking at a picture and it's like, oh yeah, they're quite nice, but the next one might be better. Yeah. So you swipe past and then...
Yeah.
And you never actually settle on somebody.
So you're saying there's always too much choice.
Whereas what these shows show is if you put... So, say, for example, we were put in a house with 9 other lifestyle couples.
A bit like open house.
Yeah. I bet you any money, I bet you a second wedding, that we would find a couple that we like within those 9. Because all that choice disappears.
Gone.
And you've got these. And you will 100%. Find... And it won't be fake.
No.
You'll find somebody you like.
Yeah.
Because, actually, when the choice comes down... You actually see people for who they are.
Yeah.
And you won't like all 9. You might not like 3.
Yeah.
But there'll be one couple who you connect with. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Just like in these shows, there's a person and they connect with them.
Yeah. Yeah, so limit the choices.
Yeah.
Is there a lesson in that then?
I think there is. And it's almost... It's very easy to discount people.
Well,
Not for me.
Yeah.
Don't like her because, you know, she looks too much like you. That's boring. No, and this is what we've been saying recently. We need to think less, do more.
Yes.
And I think it's these shows, as sort of throwaways they might be, I thought it was entertaining, but it's actually a great lesson in sometimes just get to know somebody and you might click. And we said before, for me, a big thing in the lifestyle, kiss somebody. Because
I'm seeing that more now, and I am trying to do that more now.
You kiss somebody, there might be a spark, have some really good sex, and then you're done. You might be friends, you might not. What does it matter?
Yeah.
And, you know, I kissed a couple of women in the lifestyle, and there's a spark, and it might not be. I look at them and think, wow, I really fancy them. But when you kiss, sometimes sparks can fly.
Yeah.
And other times, there might be somebody you really like. You kiss them, it's like,
not for me. Not for me,
We're really, really interesting. So it's been a bit of a mishmash of an episode. We've talked about a lot.
Yeah.
Very much looking forward to Mansion. You've talked about your dress, and we're there for the Friday and Saturday night. That's a week on Friday and a week on Saturday.
Yeah.
We've got a great chat going on, and it is a great chat.
Yeah, it is a good chat.
Yeah, we've got a few little one-on-one chats as well, which are quite nice. Different people.
And we've broke the seal on Fab. Who knew I would ever say that?
We broke the seal on Fab, and actually, without being corny, they're a Fab couple.
I know.
We can't call them the Fab couple.
No, that's not fair.
No. Okay, so until next time, which will be post-Mansion, I think.
Yeah, I think we will probably just record about it, see what happens. I've not really got any preconceived ideas.
We never do.
I think I did a little bit last time.
You?
A little bit.
I should go back and listen to what you said last time, actually.
Yeah, maybe I should too. Yeah.
I never listened to your first time. So.
But I think this time I am very prepared for the potentially not being play, even though I would like to see it through. just because I think the playroom situation could be tricky again. But it doesn't mean to say that I won't go.
No.
We still go and have a good time.
Well, you know, we can say, and you know, we've got nobody in mind where we'd like to play with them. Or no. We're just going to go, enjoy ourselves, and we're there together. See, we're going to have a great time. Yeah. There's lots of people we know. There's a group of us on the Friday night as well.
Yeah.
You have... Right. Just one last thing to cover. What fucking room have you booked at this hotel?
I didn't know I'd done it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
don't know how it's happened. But I you think said, it might have involved... That
the penis just slipped inside
it
me, sorry.
It might have involved a glass or two of wine when I've booked it. Because somebody had said about upgrading the room where the hotel we're staying at.
Right.
And I thought, oh, I'll just have a look at this. I'm always up for a bit of an upgrade, mate. I'll have a look at that. Went on. We've got the porno suite. We've got this full-on suite with a corner bath, a living area, a dining table, and it's got two watching chairs at the end of the bed.
Oh, yeah, that dining table. Is that one that's just the right height for Mr. Hard to be behind?
He's not with me. He's not coming. Stop it. Stop teasing me. So I don't recall booking this room.
I really like to Twitter account.
Stop. So it seems we've got this suite that I booked, obviously after I'd had a little few glasses of wine one night and thought I'll book a room.
I think as well, because we knew, because we've been where the mansion is.
Right.
Somebody had told us...
Tipped us off
about when the date would be. So you booked it early when it was cheaper.
I think I've got a bit of a deal. Yeah.
See, that's why I love
you. But I still surprised myself when I went on and went, oh, I'm sorry, I got the porno suite.
I didn't have a clue, but yeah, so I went back onto KK after a bit of a sort of a hiatus. And, yeah, you were organising a fucking orgy in the room or something.
I wasn't.
So, yeah, Friday and Saturday night anyway.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It should be fun. And we shall catch up with you all after the mansion.
After the mansion, absolutely.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
And enjoy the next few weeks.
Bye. If any of our gorgeous listeners would like to contact us, we can be reached at Twitter at sexlessswingers, email hello@sexlessswingers.co.uk or on fab the_sexless_swingers.